Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So you're running late on show today. Tomorrow we'll do our fantasy football recap.
Very good.
Just want to throw it out there, Robbie. I want to be the first one.
Yep.
Still thinking about having that fire sale?
You know what?
Real fast. Yes or no?
No.
All right, okay. Bye. See ya. Buzz.
Yes.
I bet you don't have this on your news today. Let me just check.
Well, let's see.
Prince Harry caught on film snorting vodka.
I read about that. I don't have it in my news. Please share that.
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
All right.
Just
snorting
else.
Vodka?
Yeah, something else you don't have during the news.
Usually out of a bottle cap or off the bottom of a shot glass turned upside down.
Call yourself a journalist.
I know. Well, I knew.
Do you know Brittany got to see her kids yesterday?
I do know that.
And she cried.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Rob Spiewak writes, Don, I have three words for you. Run the table. Right, you're 0-5?
Yeah, but I'm going to end up 11-5.
Okay.
And victorious.
Did you know that Ashton Kutcher left his cell phone
yes.
in a cab in France and it had nude pictures of Demi Moore?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And Mike, do you still watch Survivor?
Occasionally, yes. I watched it last week.
Online bets, what is this, may have revealed the final three contestants. Do you think this could be possibly true? Here's your final three. Amanda Kimmel, the 22-year-old openly gay Mormon. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
22-year-old openly gay Mormon. Yep. A 22-year-old openly gay.
My eyes are going.
I'm having a Regis moment.
Hello.
A 23-year-old hiking guide.
Markenberg.
A hiking guide.
23-year-old hiking guide uh-huh. named Amanda. A 22-year-old openly gay Mormon flight attendant.
Uh-huh. That's the guy. That's the skinny guy.
And then it says Todd Herzog, as if that was his name, and 26-year-old waitress Courtney Yates.
She's the blonde chick. I don't know.
Is there a 22-year-old openly gay male Mormon flight attendant?
Yes, there is, yes. Oh, and he's a devious little guy, too. Well, he may be Mormon, but he's a very devious guy.
If and he's gay.
You're gay and Mormon.
And he's got weak arms.
You have to be.
In fact, speaking of weak arms, you know, we play that tape all the time. The girl with the weak arms was very lucky to stay on the show. They had to break through with a machete, break through this rope and cut this rope, and she couldn't do it because she had weak arms.
Mm-hmm. Like most of her kind. Or whatever that tape says.
Also weak arms.
So I'm not wrong to read it as it's written. 23-year-old hiking guide, comma, 22-year-old openly gay Mormon
yeah.
flight attendant Todd,
right.
comma, 26-year-old waitress Courtney.
Yes, yes, those are all. So that's the money that's on the three finalists?
Yep.
In Survivor Gina.
That's it, correct.
Very
Hi,
good.
Buzz.
Hi
there.
Mike. Big news for beer drinkers tonight, a merger between...
You are my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
You say... News for beer drinkers?
Yes, and he drinks.
Yeah, Don and Mike, there's a line around the f***ing block for this tourist trap piece of s*** joint. I'll be back with you shortly.
Where are my wings?
In fact, news about Joe's brand. A merger between Miller Beer and the Molson Coors Company. Each company will now own 50% of the other. The result? A company big enough to go head-to-head with industry giant Anheuser-Busch.
And they can rename it. Instead of Coors or Miller, it'll be uh-huh. called Killer.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And General Motors vehicles will have a new OnStar feature soon. It's called Stolen Vehicle Slowdown. It allows OnStar operators to actually slow down a stolen GM vehicle, making it easier for the police to catch.
That's fun.
Now, let me ask you something, Buzz.
Sure.
You're all against Big Brother
uh-huh.
in our life.
Right.
OnStar is a pretty handy thing to happen
yes.
to happen to our lives
Agreed.
Because, well, you know, you've heard all the ads.
It's cool.
What do you think about that, though?
Somebody
who could be tracked by OnStar.
Well, we can all be tracked
and even
anyway.
And even have their car shut off. I mean, when I was reading about this today, mm-hmm. they can press a button that makes it so that the engine just goes dead.
I love that. I think they ought to make it all-encompassing, though. Yeah. That you can change the station on the, you know, on the radio. Yeah. You can actually slow the car down. Mm-hmm. You can turn the heater way up. You know, make the whole thing, as the car is slowing down, make the whole thing a very bad experience for the car thief. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be fantastic.
I think 99.9% of the time, it's a great thing. I can imagine that one occasion where an innocent man, you know, maybe trying to get to the hospital or any number of things, gets slowed down.
Hello, OnStar. Release the sulfur gas.
Anyway.
Ah, what glorious goo. What a marvelous idea.
It'll be available on the 09 Chevrolets. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay as long as you don't have to talk to those people at OnStar. You know, those people that say, oh, I don't know, really know where you are.
Very helpful. The crackdown on illegal immigrants is working. Just ask the fruit growers of Northern California who suddenly find themselves with a shortage of workers.
Hi, I'm a fruit grower.
They say entire fields may go unpicked, leaving produce to rot where it grew.
Let me just tell them you could instantly move your crops to Herndon, Virginia. There's thousands of workers waiting to pick your oranges.
That is the solution. Move the crops. Move the crops to where the workers are.
Herndon, Virginia.
This problem will cause shortages of produce. It will drive up grocery prices. Thousands of farmers will lose millions of dollars.
I got some great corn in the Harris Teeter.
Corn?
Yeah, fantastic. Corn on the cob.
Enjoy it. Can it if you can.
Can it?
They've mentioned.
Hey, what are you telling me to shut up for?
Farmers have mentioned this little problem to the White House, which is now trying to loosen the work visa rules, but the farmers say it's too little too late. It takes months to get through the paperwork, and the farmers say the crops will be gone by then.
That's a baseball term. It's can of corn.
Yeah, can of corn I like, but it's not my favorite baseball term. Huh? Gave them the high cheese. That's my favorite, right?
But how does all this affect Britney Spears? We're still waiting for
Leave Britney Spears alone right.
No can do.
No!
We're still waiting for the pictures to turn up on the internet or in child custody court. Britney Spears' Beverly Hill mansion was burgled over the weekend. Reportedly missing, Brit's collection of homemade sex tapes and photographs.
Oh, yeah.
Also reportedly missing, her collection of naughty uniforms and role-playing outfits.
Oh.
Yeah, Britney, got your role-playing outfits.
Got your eBay.
I bet they didn't steal any personal hygiene items.
No, I doubt that.
I bet her underpants just got up and walked out of the room by themselves.
I understand they retained them for questioning.
You see that diaper she was running around in this weekend? I mean, my God. I mean, talk about zero effort. But she's wearing this thing. It just looks like it's made of paper mache.
Give her a break, y'all.
Y'all. Have you seen her video, though?
Video. You mean for the song?
Yeah, she looks rather put together.
And the song is doing very well.
Yes, and the video. Well, there's no accounting for taste. Seriously.
Well, it's because of the Britney factor.
A lot of.
I mean, it kind of plays into what she thinks. She thinks she has to be photographed every day.
Mm-hmm.
She does. We need her every day. We need more Britney. More Britney buzz.
Well, the rehab center where Britney stayed, where Lindsay Lohan and a lot of other celebrities have
stayed. Yes, I want to hear more about her, too.
Well, that,
I don't hear enough about her.
That rehab. I'm going to talk about the rehab center, actually. And it's being sued.
No one likes quitters.
It's being sued by some dissatisfied former patients.
What a great name. You know, you've heard the jokes, but what a great name for a rehab center. Wouldn't that be great? Quitters.
Quitters.
Welcome to Quitters.
That is good.
That's when it becomes franchise, like
yeah,
Curves.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Hi. Welcome to Quitters. And you dress all of your attendants like Joan Rivers in Mommy Dearest.
Crawford.
Welcome to Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford.
I always say Joan Rivers.
What?
Welcome to Quitters.
Clients of the Promises Center in Malibu are not happy about not getting even part of their money back after checking out ahead of schedule, voluntarily or otherwise.
Well, hold on. Isn't this the place, the Eric Clapton place,
yes,
where the celebs, from what I've read and what I've seen on TV, they come and go as they please. There's mm-hmm. no locks mm-hmm. on the door. There's no one saying you can't. So what's the point of it?
Well, what they're suing about, what they're upset about, is that when they do leave, because they can come and go, they lose all their money. That's what they lose when they walk out the door. In fact, in the case of one guy, he got thrown out, kicked out of the center after only a week there, and he doesn't get any of his money back either.
Well, so, what, do they give him like a sum of money up front for a
right.
particular stay?
You pay $67,000 in advance for the month.
And then if you want to leave like in an hour, you lose your $67,000.
You're free to go, but you lose your money.
Okay.
You know, that sounds fairer to me
sure.
than the way that it's been played out, where I've heard they can just come and go. So if you come and go, they take your money and they say, get lost.
Right, exactly. And that has some people upset, and they're suing the center.
It's a motivational tool.
That's right. Unfortunately, David Hasselhoff has relapsed. This just in. The actor is currently detoxing at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, according to the National Enquirer.
I want to go to Baywatch.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
This is a mess.
Why do you like doing this to yourself?
Because I have a lot of money. I'm not sure I'm on my way.
Tell me you're going to stop drinking. Tell me right now. Or I'm not going to talk to you ever again. And I will totally disown you because it's not fair to meet your family. What you're doing.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. The recovering alcoholic was readmitted to the Los Angeles Hospital's detox on Monday.
You know, that is so funny after you've not heard it for a long time.
Yeah, it holds up, doesn't it?
I was cruising along thinking, oh, this is kind of boring until he got to the, I'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
He looked awful.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yeah. Yes?
This is a mess.
That cheeseburger.
And what he's saying is this is a mess, not that he has MS.
No, right. No.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
No.
Nope.
Yep.
According to source, he looked awful when they brought him in. His color was ashen. Researchers in Chicago say they've discovered...
Or as we call it here at the radio station, Monday.
Did you just say Rusty Ford?
He was ashen a lot, wasn't
Rusty
he?
Rusty Ford was ashen. He may be... That I'll give you some credit here,
perfect
Mike.
Word.
That may be the first time I've ever heard someone referred to as looking ashen. Yeah. And I looked at this guy, and I immediately was like, the light bulb went off. I went, oh, ashen. I finally know what it means.
Yes. Ash colored.
He predated me. Was he as ashen as Ron Bennington?
Yep, yes. Absolutely.
Really? More, is that a good contest, though?
More ashen.
Wow.
He'd be ashen on Monday, and he'd be pink on Friday.
You know who else is good in ashen is... Cocaine Phoenix, right? Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix. Cocaine.
Cocaine, I don't know.
Cocaine. It reminds that sounds me. Like Regis. Please make welcome Cocaine Phoenix.
And time. I couldn't see the Notre Dame game.
Time for dance A. Go, go.
We'd like to welcome today on the show Mark and Berg. Wahlberg.
That's what he said today when Regis was trying to introduce Mark Wahlberg. Yes. He said, I'm very excited, Mark. And Berg.
Then he just comes out and says, my eyes are going.
Researchers in Chicago say
that. And then he did start on a brief, just a little brief, like 5 second, take me now. Every once in a while.
He did the old man thing. Uh-huh.
Every once in a while, Regis Philbin is starting to get into that, oh, just take me, take my life now, end it now.
And he did the whole thing with the Notre Dame game that he couldn't see. She said, well, can't you order the program where you can get all the college games? Oh, it was too late for that. That's what he said in Super Old Man. Too late for that.
When he says take me now, does Kelly agree really fast? Yeah, do it. Take him now.
Oh, and the thing that drove him nuts, Regis Philbin on his show today. You know how they talk about what they did on the weekend?
Yes.
So he takes the first 10 minutes, as always, talking about Notre Dame, the Yankees.
It's a little sports roundup.
She says, oh, we were at blah, blah, the Hamptons, whatever, with Jerry Seinfeld and his wife, Jessica. Now, Regis has a man crush on Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. Did you hear the way she led into it, too, by calling her? I was at a book party for my friend.
Mm-hmm. You hear the way she did that?
And then he says, as she's going on with the story, I watched the body language. He folds his arms, and he says, so, you spent time with Jerry. You were with Jerry. Huh? How is that?
How come I wasn't invited? Because my eyes are going?
And you know, about Jerry Seinfeld's wife, yesterday when we were off for Bill Price Day,
right,
turned on Oprah in the afternoon when she's always on, duh, and it was Jerry Seinfeld's wife who's written the same cookbook they were talking about today. And I'm watching this thinking, she's only on TV because she's Jerry Seinfeld's wife.
Yeah.
Oprah is climbing inside her bung.
Because
her
of Jerry.
Giving her a prostate exam.
And the book's a bestseller now.
Talking about what do you and Jerry do? What's it like with Jerry? And the more I was looking at her face, I was thinking about that episode of Seinfeld where they were saying you always date someone who looks like you.
Right.
And it was the one where Jerry did date. Mm-hmm. Was it either Janine Garofalo or Sarah Silverman, someone who kind of looked like him?
Right.
His wife looks like him.
Yeah, and just remember his gourmet tendencies. He likes cereal. Yeah. So certainly his wife should be writing a cookbook.
I think he dated Lori Petty in that, but they darkened her hair and made her look like
his
him.
His wife's got the big gum, the big gum line, just like he
does. He's got the horse teeth.
Yeah, same horse mouth. And I'm watching this thinking, Why is she on Oprah? And then today, like I said, it just took the wind out of Regis Philbin. Because she's sitting there. She says, matter of factly, he says, you were there all night with the Seinfelds? Oh, yeah. Oh, here's what she said that really threw him off the deep end. She said, down at our end of the table with the women.
We're doing the girl talk.
We're talking about shoes and handbags. Down at the man side of the table, Jerry and Mark, we're talking about football.
Yeah, kind of a reverse role there, you know?
And you know that's got to drive Regis Philbin. Sure. That's like, I want to talk about football with Jerry Seinfeld.
Don't you think that Mark Consuelos and Jerry Seinfeld's wife would have more in common? Because they both are kind of living off the other person.
Yes, right.
That'd be wonderful. That's
right. Maybe this will help Hasselhoff. Researchers in Chicago.
Oh, Hasselhoff.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yep.
Researchers say they've discovered that a drug for migraine headaches also helps alcoholics stop drinking without detox.
Mike.
The drug is Topamax.
You talk about your need to drink and drug. The only reason you never committed suicide was that you were afraid, you realized you wouldn't get to drink if you were dead.
I got one word for that. It's more than one word. Huh? Spot on.
Topamax, also sometimes used to treat epilepsy. When we continue, the further adventures of Snyder Whiplash.
I'm sorry, I'm just jerking
around. I love it
when
you do your epilepsy.
Epileptic fits.
My eyes are going.
This is the Don and Mike Show.